Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Tarkus Trooper, and it is almost 9:30 a.m. And I've got plenty of time on my hands, and I've got plenty of caffeine in my cup. But I am not drinking coffee, though. I am drinking my favorite Diet Mountain Dew. But I wish it was Pepsi Max, though. Now, that would have been really awesome. Anyway, so I promised that I was going to do this questionnaire about 10 days ago. And and I just now got the got up the courage to do this. Well, not really got up the courage. I have nothing to be afraid about, but these questions are just awesome as heck. And I'm like, oh, what? How am I gonna answer all these? I thank Hi No Name and Anime Love Too for these questions. And without further ado, let's get started. Okay, how did you hear about GWA? Well, let's see. I've heard about it around Tumblr, and there was these audios that, I searched for tags as in like moaning audios and all that, because back then when I was 18, I didn't know what the hell I was going in, I was getting myself into. But no, I was a horny 18-year-old. Don't judge me. But anyway, so I was looking up Tumblr and I was typing in the tags, moaning audio, and then I come up and I just turn it turns up these audios, these erotic audios that are like on SoundCloud and all that, and it said that they were posting for GWA, and I was like, what's GWA? And then it was like Gone Wild Audio, and I was like, well, what's Gone Wild Audio then? Because that sounds like a really, really cool place to post audios. And so I've searched for it, and it led me to Reddit. And I thought, well, hey, so far so good. This looks like a fun place. And I was somebody else before I was Tarkus Trooper. And so that's how I got started. I got started around Reddit about 2 years ago, I think. Or at least a year and a half, I think. I don't remember. But I can't keep up with the with the years. But no, it was it took me it didn't take me very long to start posting there, and then when I got tired of the previous name I had, I just decided, yeah, I'll go with Tarkus Trooper, and then here I am. Ta-da! And I am addicted to that subreddit like you would not believe. I love it. The community here is great, and I couldn't have asked for more. It's just awesome people, awesome audios. Everything about that subreddit is just like an audiophile's heaven, you know? It's just, yeah. What has changed for you or about you since you came to GWA? I wouldn't say. Well, yeah, I would say I've been more open about my sexuality because at first I had no idea. I had no earthly idea that I would get turned on by hearing other girls moan, because usually I would come at first, my first intention was to listen to guys moan, but then all the lovely ladies out there with their sexy, their lady noises and everything, it just got me addicted to it. It's just like, ugh. The first audio poster I've ever fell in love, whose voice I fell in love with right away was Oral Orgasm. Now she was just, that voice of hers is just so, woo, And also her giggles. Oh God, her giggles. I love her giggles so much. I miss her too. Yeah, and I would never think. At first, I was a bit of a middle of the road. I didn't even know if I was a dom or a sub, if I was a dom or a sub or anything back then. But then when I heard all these guys whimpering and all that, now that kind of decided to me. I like being a dom, but really I'm a switch. So yeah. So that kind of answers the next question. Do you see yourself as dom, sub, or something else? No, I see myself as a switch. I mean, I can be submissive. I can, because I love begging. I love whimpering. I love doing all that. But as well as I do love hearing begging and whimpering, I like it. I like it on both ends. I like hearing, yeah, so. The switch for me it is. Yeah, I'm waffling. I'm sorry. But you know it's true. What is something you wish would be posted more on GWA? Oh my gosh. More M sub. Please, more M sub. I love, love, love. Male submissive audios. They're just. Whenever I listen to those kind of audios, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I just cannot get enough of guys just begging and whimpering and moaning. Please, mistress, and or please, sir. Whatever you like. Yeah, just a lot of male sub audios. I love that. Okay, if you could claim any animal as yourself in animal form, what would it be and how would their orgasm sound? Oh my gosh, this is. I've been waiting to do this question for some time now. So, yeah, I would choose to be. Let's see, a cat, maybe? And I think the orgasm would sound like this. Okay, guys, shield your ears. Hold on, let me get a drink of my Diet Mountain Dew. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Wow, that's a really bad purring sound. Okay. And the next question. Five things you could live without. Oh, five things. I'm flubbing on my words. Five things you could live without. Well, I could live without. Surprisingly, I could live without makeup because I don't really put on makeup on a regular basis unless I want to look nice. That's just, yeah. I could live without. I could live without my phone. I could live without caffeine. As much as it's hard to believe, yeah, I could live without caffeine. All I need is just to get like a caffeine-free soda. That'd be it for me. Let's see what else. I could live without TV. And also, I could live without. Okay, let's see. I could live without my makeup, my caffeine, TV, my phone. Let's see what the fifth thing I could live without is. The radio. Of course. But I can never live without my CD player because the radio, yeah, I can because, you know, whenever you listen to the radio, they're gonna play a lot of stuff that you already know, and they play it to death every single time. Like you can hear Stairway to Heaven 24/7 on each radio station you could ever. Yeah, it's just. Come on, Led Zeppelin has better stuff than that. Come on. I mean, Stairway to Heaven is great and everything, but yeah, I want to listen to it every now and then, not 24/7. Yeah. and five favorite phrases. So, yeah. So, yeah. That's one. Second, oh well, that's just me. Oh well, because if somebody tells me, oh my God, my headache is starting to get worse, but I don't want to take anything, or like, I don't want to get up, I say, oh well, that's. Tough. Number four of my favorite phrases. Are you kidding me? Especially if you do it in like Miranda Sings' voice. Are you kidding me? What? I can't do her voice that well. So, yeah. And, My favorite. Oh. Aha, this did not come to me until now. Yeah, might as well save the best for last. Fuck me. Yay. Fuck me. Woohoo. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, I go gaga over those two words. Fuck me. Even if you add please to it, that makes it even better. Please fuck me. It doesn't make you sound like you're just saying like, "Oh, fuck me." Fuck. You know, it's just like, yeah. I kind of growled when I said that. Okay, five favorite pet names. Simple. Baby, sweetie, honey, baby girl. Oh, I love being called baby girl. And, oh. It's always hard to come up with the fifth thing. darling. Yeah, I love being called darling. Especially when you have a southern accent like mine. How I say darling. Darling. And yeah, I love being called. Card. called darling. Alright, top five kinks. I like. DS. I like DDLG, Daddy Dom Little Girl. I like pegging. Begging. Yes, pegging. Okay, pegging, begging. They go hand in hand together, in my opinion. And. What else? Squirting. Yes. I don't know why, but I have a thing for girls squirting. I have no earthly idea, but I just think it's so sexy that a girl can squirt when she orgasms. It's the sexiest thing ever, in my opinion. Oh, I skipped a question. Oh, frick. Oh, I jumped ahead. Okay. I'll go back to that question. Five best days of your life. Simple. It might be I think the five best days of my life are mostly the concerts I go to, if they count. Yeah. So, let's see. It was back in 2009 when I was in ninth grade, and me and my dad, we went to see Elton John and Billy Joel's Face to Face tour in Nashville, up at the Bridgestone Arena, and I gotta say that was the best, one of the best concerts I've ever went to. And I told my dad right after the concert, I told my dad, this is the best night of my life. Because, I mean, I got to see two of my favorite musicians. Non-progressive rock musicians, by the way. But they are an inspiration. They're both inspirations for me, musically. And yeah. So seeing Billy Joel and Elton John on stage is just aha. Wow, that I can't even explain to you how awesome that is. Because they're both mul they're just uber talented. It is just whew, yeah, I need to calm down. And the second best day was when me and my mom we went to go see Yes at the BJCC up in Birmingham, and it was another one of the best nights of my life I've ever had, because I got that was the first time I've ever got to see Yes, and that might be my last, because you know it's just I don't know. It's just gotten to where it's just money's getting a little tight, but it's all right. But I would like to go see Yes again. Let's see. Three. Okay, third best night, best day in my life was when this was back when I was in sixth grade, I think. Yeah, sixth grade, and my dad and I, we went to Disney World, Walt Disney World, and we went to go to the Epcot, and that was one of my favorite. Oh, and one of the best parts was it was when we went to this. Oh, it was just like this Moroccan, this the parts of the world thing. I can't remember what it was called. It's been ages ago since I've been to Walt Disney World. Oh gosh. It was like you visit the parts of the world, and we've basically went around the world. We went to Morocco, we went to the UK, we went to Paris, and everything else. That was my most favorite part of the trip. I mean, my most favorite part was going to the Epcot. That was the best part of going to Walt Disney World, was that day that me and my dad, we went to go to the Epcot, and it was just awesome. It was so freaking awesome. And okay, the fourth best day. Let's see. It was when me and my dad, we went to stroll around Nashville, and we just we just went around and just looked, and we went to go eat at Margaritaville, and it was pretty good. It was, yeah, I like that place. I mean, it may sound just simple and stuff, but that was one of the best times I've ever had, because I like walking through Nashville. I like walking down the streets of Nashville and just seeing things and just. Yeah, that's awesome. And number five, the fifth best day of my life. It was last year. It was last March when I went to go see my grandmother. Now she was in the hospital because she had a stroke. But yeah, and but no, and it was on my birthday. And when I got to see her, I was just so happy to see her. I mean, I didn't even want anything else. I just wanted to see my grandmother. I got to see my dad. That I got to see my grandparents. I got to see my dad on the same day. And that was just, that was one of the best memories I've ever had before my grandmother passed away. And no, I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, so it was just one of the best memories I've ever had about my grandmother. Just seeing her, it's just, yeah. All right, and five favorite things about yourself. Since we already got the top five kinks out of the way. Five favorite things about yourself. I can manage to write a script. That might be it. I've got pretty great legs for a curvy person. I've got a big booty. I can sing and play the piano. And let's see what else. I love how when I wear eyeliner, no matter what kind of color it is, I like how it brings out, it makes my eye color just pop. Since I have greenish blue eyes, it makes, whenever I wear like brown or black, usually brown, because black just makes me look like, it makes me look pale beyond comparison. It brings out my eye color when I wear the brown eyeliner, and I like how it does that. I like how it makes my eyes just pop. All right. Five things you are afraid of. Unsupported heights. Ugh. You can't make me go skydiving. No way. Scorpions. No, scorpions. I don't believe I told you about that one time where I did, or I think I have, but I'll tell it anyway. I had this, I was just sitting here, just typing on my computer. I was chatting with somebody, and, I was just typing, just sitting there, minding my own business, where when I felt something crawl up my leg. And I was just sitting here, right in bed. I was sitting here on my bed, just typing, and I feel something crawl up my leg, and I was like, "Huh." And I was dreading to see what it was. And so I looked up, and there was this tiny scorpion. And oh my God, I freaked out so bad, I started screaming bloody murder. It was just so bad. I mean, I was just screaming, whooping, and hollering. There's a scorpion on my bed! And when I killed it, I went all Jack Nicholson on that scorpion. I smashed it with a book, and I was just laughing, just like, ha ha ha! Like that. Yeah. That's how bad afraid of scorpions I am. I hate them with a passion. Oh my God. Scorpions. But hey, I don't mind Scorpios. No. Okay. Don't let my zodiac believer side get in the way. But anyway, yeah, third thing I'm afraid of, poisonous spiders. Now, I can stand non-poisonous spiders, but spiders that can bite you and kill you just like that? Let's see. I'm not as afraid of doctors as I was, as I was when I was little, but I still am a little bit afraid of doctors. Doctors make me a little bit nervous. Especially that one time. Yeah, I don't want to relive that. And five. Losing somebody that I love very much. That's one of the things I am so afraid of is just losing somebody that I love very much. And I don't know if I'll ever survive that. That's just, And five songs. Okay, five songs that have changed your mood. Oh, yeah. Oh, get ready for it. I listen to a lot of stuff. And okay, five songs that changed my mood. I like listening to. I've recently got into listening to Stevie Wonder's songs in the Key of Life. And one of the songs that was on there was what was it? Oh God, what was it? What was it? What was it? Oh, frick. Oh, it wasn't Pastime Paradise. No, it wasn't. It was. Oh, gee, what was it? As. Oh, I love that song. As by Stevie Wonder. It's just so good. And if you ever listen to George Michael and Mary J. Blige's version of that song, that's even more awesome. Because. Yeah. And also Michael Bolton did a cover version of that too. Yeah, Michael Bolton did a cover version of that, and I believe he did it for this this movie Snow Dogs. So yeah. yeah. And okay, the second one that changed my mood, Roundabout or anything by Yes. Yeah, because I love their music so damn much. And number three, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John, or basically the whole entire album to Goodbye Yellow Brick, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, because that's one of the songs one of the albums I could listen to, and every song on there is just. Makes me feel good, you know? And I got one. Oh goodness. What was the fourth one? Listening to I'm having trouble with the fourth one, but let's go ahead and say it. I used to love listening to Kate Bush all day when I was about 8 or 9, but recently I got back into her music, and the song that has made me love this. This song made me love it even more was The Sensual World by Kate Bush. Oh God. That voice has got the most heavenly voice you've ever heard. It's so sweet, so angelic. Oh my goodness. But yeah, it's just dripping with so much sensuality though too. And that's probably why I love Kate Bush. But you know, yeah, I love all her music. It's just, it is. She's gorgeous. Her voice is gorgeous. Everything about her is gorgeous. Okay, yeah. And number five. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Oh my God. Even though the song is really has a lot of sexual innuendos in there, like show me around your fruit cage, you could have a Big Dipper going up and down all around the bends. I mean, you know, just comparing his dick to a sledgehammer. Oh, come on, come on. But still, that song makes me feel good because it's funny because back then, when I was little, I could not stand to watched a video to that song, let alone even listen to it, because that song scared me so much. Because the video scared me so much. I mean, Dancing Dead Chickens. Come on! What the hell? But no, I really do love this song because it's just, oh, it's really upbeat. So good. So good. If you could rewind time, but there's no fast forward, how far would you go back? Or would you at all? Yeah, I would go back to the time where my mom used to work at the skating rink, and that was the best one of the best times I've ever had in all my life. It was back when I was in third or fourth grade when my mom was working there. Oh, that was the best hangout place for me in my childhood memories, because I used to have fun just, just walking around, meeting the other kids, and just making friends with them. Then I wouldn't skate, but then again, I would not skate. That's the weird part about it was I didn't want to skate because I was afraid of falling at the time. I was afraid of falling down and hurting myself. So instead, I played in this one section where they had this ball pit, and oh, I had a good time. One could say I had a ball in there, but yeah, bad pun. yeah, I had a really good time in the ball pit because, yeah, because I got to be as rambunctious as I can be, but not too rambunctious because I'm not like that. Yeah, I wasn't like that. I wasn't that bad of a rambunctious kid. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. yeah. And what is your favorite audio to make? Oh God, my favorite audio to make is when, yeah, when I can be a little bossy, and I could just, kind of dom a little, not go all out like, cause one of the best audios I could ever make is when I end up having the most growliest, screechiest orgasms ever, and usually that would be like a dom post or something, maybe. Yeah. So, yeah, I like making a lot of dom posts, but then again, I like making posts that involve me begging and all that. I don't have a favorite audio to make. I like it all. I like it all. If you could be any superhero, what superpower would you have, and what would the name of your sidekick be? I would love to have the superpower of teleporting. That means if I could snap my finger right now, I would be at a place that I would want to be. And that means I wouldn't have to drive a car. Yay! And that means, oh yeah, free concerts. I could just snap myself there, and boom, I'm at a rock concert. What more can I ask for? And what would the name of my sidekick be? I wouldn't say Fallout Boy because that would be taking that sidekick's name from The Simpsons. Oh, I forgot the superhero's name. Radioactive Man or something? Oh, spam. I don't know. I don't know what would my sidekick be. Bitch Boy? I don't know. I don't know. I'm a horrible person. Bitch Boy. Who would name their sidekick Bitch Boy? I'm horrible. If you could be any Disney princess, who would you be and why? Merida. Because, yeah, I've got red hair. She's got red hair. She's Scottish. I'm Scottish, kinda. Well, in my ancestry, I am, but that's a whole different thing. Yeah, I would choose to be Merida of Dunbrook. Yeah, because she is just, she's strong-willed and very stubborn, just like me. And she's all around awesome. I mean, what more could you ask for? I'd choose to be Merida in no time. If you were a dragon, how would you rule the world? You know, that's a good question. I would just, if anybody would try to like annoy somebody or annoy me, I would burn them by just going at them. You know, yeah. I know that's the stupidest answer. I'm just waffling already, so yeah. Next question. If you are a part of a GWA orgy, who would have to be there, even if you had to juggle them top three? At what role would you play in the orgy? Oh my gosh. Now, starting off with what role would I play in this orgy? That would be the switch. Whatever I feel like at the time, I could be Dom, I could be Switch. Oh my god! The top three people I want to have an orgy with. Oh god, 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 god. Bourbon Nate! Oh good god, yes. Yes, him. Oh my god, that voice of his is just dripping pure sex. I could listen to him all fucking day. Oh. Oh my gosh, I think I just came just talking about him. anyway, and let's see. Castieris? Oof, no, that's another good one. He is really good at improvising and everything else, and he's got a really yummy voice too, so I wouldn't mind having a piece of that as well. Oh, and Raven Fox? Raven Fox! Yes, Raven Fox audio. Her. Because she is one sexy girl. One sexy woman. And I just love, love, love hearing her talk. I mean, I can listen to her talk almost any time of the day. Any time of the day. Because I would love, Raven. Whew, that girl. Ooh. And I'm just fanning myself over here. But why only top three? Why only stop at top three? Oh, I would love to have an orgy with Miss Kitten SK. Oh gosh. Oh, who else? Who else? Who else? Oh, she used to post on GAWR, but I remember her mainly as Sherry Tart because she is a sexy girl and she knows it. let's see, who else? And Hi No Name. Yes, I mean you, Hi No Name. I'm talking to you. Dirty Girl Secret. Oh God, Dirty Girl Secret, please. Yes. I could go on for days. I could go on with days of how many people I want to be there to have an orgy with me. I would be in absolute heaven. I would. If you could wrestle any GWA member in a pool of pudding, who would it be and what flavor pudding? Bourbon. Yeah, bourbon, and I would love to be wrestled in vanilla pudding. Yeah, in some sexual wrestling, if you know what I mean. I don't know, I have a big old crush on Bourbon Nate. He's just, he makes my heart throb. And other parts. I need to stop talking about. And before I get even more flustered, oh gosh. To make it short, he is so damn awesome, so damn sexy. Oh my god. What sort of content would you like to see more of on GWA? GWA. GWA. I would like to see more humor. Because, I mean, we need a little bit more laughs, a little bit more good times. Other than sexy times, of course. But, you know, that's what GWA is made for. But also, I just love to laugh. I love to cut up. So I would just like to see more humor-related audios on GWA. Because, you know me, I like laughing because it's just, it's the best medicine. I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, yeah. Yeah. And, would you rather have a unicycle instead of legs or Labrador dogs for arms? I would have to say I would like to have a unicycle instead of legs because I could go whatever the heck that I want, without getting winded. Of course, because I have a lot of junk in the trunk, to say the least, and I get winded easily. Yeah. So I would like to have a unicycle for legs and just go on up the road and go like, yeah. Just feel good about it. And lastly, what three audios have impressed you this week? I have to say, Rams for This Man. Oh, I love his audios a lot. And he did a reading of one of my scripts this week, so far this week. And he did this one where he was talking about he did a script where it was talking about how much he wants to hear that person whimper and how it makes him whimper as well. And yeah, it was called For the Love of Whimpers, and he did that script. And oh my god, the way he whimpers, and he has so much desperation in his voice. How can you not be moved by that? How can you not? Just how can you not be? Because, I mean, it's just he did a marvelous job at it. And I give him props. So, Ram, if you're listening to this, excellent job, bud. Yeah, so he did really awesome. Let's see the other two audios that impressed me this week. Oh, and Erchank's The Experiment Part 3 was my favorite because, of course, the begging and him edging was just I mean, I love listening to Erchank. He's just one of the best, sexiest voices I've ever heard. Starting to get an English accent. Frack! And let's see what the third audio that impressed me this week. Oh, and this poster, and he is new on GWA. His name is Boiled Frogs. And this was supposedly his first recording, and it was his first time using a Tenga flip hole. And I thought that was the sexiest. I mean, that was just. I love his gasps. I love his moans and everything. And yeah, everything about that audio was just. It was just plain and simple, but it was just still hot because. Man sounds are damn awesome, as well as Lady Sounds are too. So, yeah, I could go for Man Sounds any time of the day. Yeah. So yeah, I hope I didn't bore you too bad. So yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and head off into the sunset, and I'll be on my way. Yeah. Bye for now.